The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. When discussing civil government, people have a lot of different ideas as to what is needed to fix our broken governments. But actually, the fix is quite simple. We need to recognize that government is God's institution, and that it takes statesmen to operate it the way God intended it to work. When statesmen, not politicians, are in office, deeds consistent with the Word of God are the normal thing. Now, it's true, we haven't seen very many of these people in office for a very long time, nearly 100 years now. So where do we go for a comparison? How can we know if someone is a statesman instead of a politician? Well, let me first describe the difference. A politician is one who is skilled in how to get things done in government. This oftentimes takes the shape of manipulation or bribery. A statesman is one who stands in the gatherings of government and states the truth about issues. He stands for the truth no matter what the cost to him or his position. Because his great desire is to see the truth written into law, he goes to great length to make sure he knows the truth. This always leads him toward the God of the Bible, since Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Thus, the true statesman will state and do only what Jesus says and does. While there are a few we can point to today and address as statesmen, there have been many in America's past who qualified for this high calling. William Bradford, the Pilgrim's governor for 35 years, was just such a man. He was not afraid to acknowledge Christ and His teaching as the reason they started this nation. When he wrote their history 25 years after they came to America, he used revealing language to tell why they first came together. He wrote, quote, "It is well known to the godly and judicious how since the first breaking out of the light of the gospel in our nation of England, which was the first of nations whom the Lord adorned therewith after the gross darkness, what wars and oppositions ever since Satan has raised and continued against the saints from time to time in one sort or another, sometimes by bloody death and cruel torments, at other times imprisonments, banishments, and other hardships, being loath that his kingdom should go down and truth prevail, and the churches of God revert to their ancient purity and recover their primitive order, liberty, and beauty. But when he could not prevail by these means," Bradford says, "against the main truths of the gospel, but they began to take root in many places, being watered by the blood of the martyrs and blessed from heaven with a gracious increase, he then began to take to his ancient stratagem used of old against the first Christians. Satan forced in a number of vile decrees," in other words, government laws, "which have since been as snares to many peaceable souls, even to this day." End quote. In 2017, we're ashamed to use this kind of language because we don't know God like they did. But can our republic be maintained without knowing Christ like they did? Can we hope to avoid the enslavement of a dictator if we continue to embrace shame about Christ? Paul said, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." Do we state the truth? Remember, our government servants are really just a perfect mirror of us as a whole population. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.